Dictation for Gregory Wenzel, W-E-N-Z-E-L, June 2nd, 59, address as a letter, Dr. Mary, and URRAY 463-9360. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation Mr. Wenzel with progressive renal failure. Over the last few years, creatinine was between 0.8 and 1, progressive to present level around 2.5. Comes accompanied with wife. He has a history of rectal cancer within the last 6 to 9 months, received treatment with Keytruda, K-E-Y-T-R-U-D-A. There has been good response on MRI. No surgery or radiotherapy has been done. Present weight, appetite is good. No vomiting, dysphagia, some constipation or bleeding. Good urine output without symptoms. Used to follow urology at Saginaw. Presently not taking Flomax. He did not notice any improvement. No cloudiness of bladder infection. He denied chest pain palpitation. No lightheadedness or syncope. Minor dyspnea. Denies pyrrole material hemoptysis. Review system done. Next paragraph, past medical history. Rectal cancer diagnosed within the last 2 years, but there were problems of myocardial infarction for what the rectal cancer treatment was postponed. Coronary artery disease, prior heart attack, prior procedures, 2 stents within the last year. Enlargement of the prostate, COPD, does not use any oxygen or hemoptysis, diabetes for about 20 years, minor neuropathy, no documented retinopathy, no vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no liver disease, no kidney stones, gout. He's not aware of recurrent urinary tract infection or blood clotting in the urine or pneumonia. Next paragraph, procedures. Undescended testes with plastidone when he was 10 years old bilateral. Eventually, the left testicle became cancer. At the age of 43, received chemotherapy. Also gallbladder, 3-vessel coronary artery bypass. This is like 20 years ago, and within the last few years, 2 stents. Prior exploratory laparotomy as part of the testicular cancer with biopsy of lymph nodes, prior fracture and surgery on the right tibia. Next paragraph. Reported side effects to codeine, ibuprofen, toradol, metoprolol. Next paragraph, present medications, Lipitor, aspirin, Coric, lisinopril, metformin, Midodrine, Zoloft, potassium, Protanix, Lasix, Plavix, calcium, krill oil, fiber. Next paragraph, he has never smoked, but he was exposed to dust and fumes, work-related. He does drink whiskey on an off and on basis. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Reviewing records, at the time of heart attack 2010, there was cardiac arrest. Uh, a remote history of seizures, was on Dilantin for 1 month and then discontinued. This is in 1991. The left kidney, the left testicle was removed. Next paragraph. On physical exam, present weight 173, blood pressure 110 over 60 on the right, 90 over 64 on the left, alert oriental sign 3, no respiratory distress, no gross mucosal abnormalities, no palpable lymph nodes, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. The left-sided parotid appears enlarged comparing to the right. No abdominal distension or tenderness. He does have a ventral hernia, large. No peritoneal signs. No gross edema. No gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from July. Over the last couple of years, creatinine between 1.3 and 1.5, presently 1.34, representing a GFR 58, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium liver function test, A1C at 6.8, triglycerides 190, lipid profile review, no albumin in the urine, next paragraph, review MRI of the rectum with and without contrast. This is just recently, a few days ago, October. With excellent response to treatment. A CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast. This is from August. Severe coronary artery calcifications, prior CABG. Normal liver. Kidneys without obstruction, normal size. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, likely combination of high blood pressure, no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention, there is no proteinuria, there is no recent urine analysis. Blood pressure remains in the low normal without symptoms. He takes midodrine. At the same time, he takes for his heart aspirin, beta blockers, cholesterol management. An echo a year ago shows normal ejection fraction at 50%. He is on a low dose of ACE inhibitors, tolerating potassium replacement. There is prior anemia but has not required EPO treatment. He's going to discuss with you about the fullness on his left parotid area. We will do chemistries in a regular basis. Plan to see him back in 6 months, end of dictation.